This week's Torah reading is called Re'ei, which means look. And the Torah starts saying, look, I'm giving you today Beracha, which means blessing, and Klala, which means curse. And the Torah continues, if you behave properly, so you get the blessing, and if you don't behave properly, so you get the curse, and so on. But the truth is that it sounds kind of weird. What does it mean that God gives you curses? God is the source of all blessings. How can he himself say about himself that he's giving curses to the world? So why do you create me? Don't create me and don't give me curses. The most simple explanation is, okay, it depends on you, actually. If you behave properly, just as we said, if you behave properly, so you get the blessing. If you don't behave properly, so you get a curse. That means reward and punishment. It's one of the fundamental things in Judaism, reward and punishment according to the behavior of a person. However, there's more to it. One of the commentators of the Torah, Ora Chaim HaKodesh, that was his name, Chaim Ben Attar, and he wrote this commentary, very deep commentary. It explains like this. Look, if you behave properly, so you get the blessing of God. And if you don't behave properly, automatically, when God removes, so to speak, he retains by himself the blessing, automatically what you have is curse. In other words, not being in complete connection to God, that itself is the curse. So God gives you life, God gives you choices, and you don't choose properly, automatically you get a curse. But not because God sends you a curse. That's what happens when you're disconnected from him, from the source of life, from the source of blessing. You get a curse. However, this doesn't really fit with the language because God says, actually, I'm giving you today bracha uklala, a blessing and a curse. Another explanation, a little bit deeper. This is based on an idea found on one word by Yonasan ben Uziel. He lived around 2,000 years, and he wrote one of the first translations of the Torah into Aramaic. Yonasan ben Uziel. And he writes, instead of writing the word curse, he writes the word in Aramaic, chilufa, which means connected to the word, Hebrew word, chiluf, which means an exchange. It's something actually changed. What does that mean? Why didn't he write the proper Aramaic word for curse, which is melatataya? Why? So the explanation is as follows, at least one of them. If a person does what he has to do, so you see anything that comes from God as a blessing. And it's good. It's like a revealed thing, money, health, or whatever you call a blessing. However, when the person is not properly prepared, you see what comes from God as a curse. But the truth is, it's such a deep blessing that is geared toward waking you up into understanding that you have to change the way you perceive the world around you. I'm going to say the same thing in different words. When a person gets a difficult moment in life, a difficult situation, circumstance, and so on, a person might think, this is God sending me punishments, this is God really complicating my life, and so on, this is such a bad thing, and so on. The truth is, there's no bad that comes from God. Nothing. Everything is blessings. Only that when you are properly prepared, you perceive the blessing of the thing. If you're not prepared, you see the same blessing, but as a curse. It's just like a person going to a class. Suppose, I don't know, the university of whatever, and you're not prepared for the class. The class is on a very high level of learning, and you just started. So you hear the class, but it's not a blessing. The class was a beautiful class, an amazing class. The teacher really knows about it, but you didn't get it. Because it's way too much for you, so it's not a blessing, it's a curse. Because you wasted your time, because you think this subject is not nice, and so on. But not because the thing itself is a curse, the thing is a blessing. The teaching is a blessing, the teacher is a genius. However, you perceive this as a curse. And then there's a deeper understanding. All that comes from God, it's just the potential for whatever you reveal on that, for whatever way you are going to express this energy coming from God. In other words, God doesn't send blessings and curse. No, God sends, he gives. He gives you anything, everything. He gives you your life. He gives you your sustenance. He gives everything. But according to how you actually take this energy from God, you will reveal in the energy of God a blessing, or the other way around. You will reveal in the energy of God a curse, according to how you actually recognize how everything comes from God. So may God help us. In any of the explanations offered, may God help us to only see revealed, material, real, concrete blessings all around life. And may He bring the biggest blessing, which is the coming of Mashiach, speedily in our days.